And I'd let my calf suck, you know, so much to get the milk down, and then I'd put that rope around his neck and pull him off the post and hold him. And at first he'd just turn somersault, he'd just roll and kick up and run right around and around that post. But then just about one time, I could just pull him off, you know, and then he'd just crop right down and keep him away from the old cow, because you couldn't milk in the calf and suck him, you know.
Never had tried that.
What about hogs?
Well, we just call that the hog pen, you know, hog pen. Sometimes we'd have a pen away off from the house made of rails, and we'd have a, you know, pull out one or two of the rails, about one rail, and we could pitch corn or stuff over in there. Maybe if we had corn soaked and would be soft, we'd have little troughs, and we'd fix it over in there for the pigs to run in, and the old big hogs couldn't go in there, and they'd run right in their little hole. They know just as good how to go in. Right.
Yeah, I remember you used to have a hog pen made out of rail fence. I remember. Fell off one and bit my tongue one day. Bit my tongue off. Yeah, I remember that. Because I'd forgotten that top rail wasn't nailed on or anything. You know, you got up to the top, you didn't come off. Yeah, I was climbing the rail fence.
Well, what's the place where the people used to keep some of that milk and butter for you and then refrigerated?
I think we just called it. You know, before we had any ice or anything, we just called it a milk safe, and they'd have that out probably under a shade tree, you know. A milk safe, I think that's what they call it. Milk safe, and they'd keep their milk in there where it'd be cool, you know, cool out there.
What about a farm, you know, that just has milk cows and they just sell milk?
Dairy. That's the dairy, you know. Mm-hmm.
What about
the place? Yeah,
just place right around the barn, you know, where you put any kind of downside or anything. Just right around the barn.
I mean,
it wasn't
money. I don't
know, it'd just be a lot, I reckon, you know. Lot.
That was a good word for everything, lot.
Yeah,
back then,
it was.
Wasn't
it was a lot for your cows and a lot for your hogs or mules, you know, and all.
What about the open field, you know, grass where you take the cows out?
That's pasture.
You ever raise cotton?
Yeah, we do. Cotton.
Talk about raising cotton.
Well, we plant our cotton, you know, and when it got up about 3 inches high, sometimes we'd have to take our hoe and go in there and chop out. We'd sow it thick in the rows, you know, and we'd have to chop it out. And then we'd take our old mule with a old class stop with a little scraping scooter, just a little scraping scooter on it, and we'd go down one side and throw the dirt where it just lapped into this cotton where we'd hold it out. And then we'd turn right the other end, come right back out other side, and that'd cover up all the little grass that was left in there. Or then sometimes we'd have bunches of geese, and we'd put our geese in the cotton field, and they wouldn't eat the cotton, they just eat every little sprig of grass. And then we'd start to pick our cotton, it would be real clean. There wouldn't be no grass in it or anything. But then we'd plow the cotton nearly every week, or maybe every other week. We'd plow that cotton, and that would, you know, keep it fresh dirt and stuff, you know, to it. Then when we went to pick it, we'd just pick us a croaker sack and put it over our shoulder and get in there and just pick a row at the time, just a row, you know.
Mm-hmm. Took a long time to go down the road.
Yeah, it did. And then when we get our sack about full or heavy, we'd go to another place, a certain place we'd have, maybe under a shade tree. We'd have bigger sacks and we'd empty in that, or maybe have cotton sheets, you know, that we would spread out and empty on that, you know.
I remember Granddaddy doing that.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. He had cotton one time when they were about some size.
Yeah.
What kind of grass is there that grows in cotton?
Crab grass. Well, that was mostly the crab grass. That's what we all, the geese would eat that kind, you know. And clover would grow in the cotton patch too.